Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. Kicking off the third hour, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
We are going back to your phone calls and thoughts, but coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about the economic situation. One story, Aria, that you have tonight says for tens of millions of Americans, things are great. They're better than they've ever been. But
I tend to think it's, you know, this crazy opinion piece of this guy, of some news outlet trying to convince people that, you know, it's really, it's a good thing, this inflation. It turns out
it's
this
one
is
of
actually,
those.
That's my guess.
We'll
right?
get into it. We'll get into it.
Because they're basically like, hey, if you have a job, you're actually doing pretty good.
Well, we'll see, because more than half of Americans, according to a Gallup poll, are either worried or very worried about what's going to happen with them, you know, them making money, making the bills, you know, paid in the future. We'll get into all of that here when we get a chance. But first, David is on the line listening to WBHP there in Huntsville, Alabama. Go ahead, David.
Hello, gang.
Hey, welcome. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Aria is on my mind all the time.
Oh my.
Something else.
She is something special, yeah, that's for sure.
Yes, and the way she says things, you know, literally the words that she chooses, it's literally like I'm saying it myself.
Wow, that's cool.
It's like we're cast from the same mold or something.
Well, you guys are kind of from the same area of the country. I mean, Alabama and Mississippi are next-door neighbors.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
So what, that all you wanted to do was just call and say nice things about Aria, or was there anything else you wanted to say on the radio?
No, I just wanted to blow some warm air up her skirt and let her know she's got huge fans out here.
All right.
I appreciate it. I mean, it is usually the exact opposite that I hear, but that's usually, you know, people on YouTube or Matrix or DLive or whatever.
Who are hiding behind their computer screens.
Right.
Yeah. So it's nice to hear from someone saying that.
I'm a late 60s hippie. I'm the real thing,
okay.
San Francisco hippie.
Wow!
And when the Bay Area broke out into riots in the late '60s, I migrated over to Hawaii, and then from there I came back to the South. But I can't believe it. I mean, well, all you guys, you know, we all have similar feelings and views and things like that. It's quite amazing. I'm so glad that I found your show, and listen very often.
Well, great. We're so glad to be on the air there in Huntsville. It's one of our longest-running...
I've looked at it since 2009.
Oh, you checked the affiliate list? I was just about to do that. Yeah, long-time radio affiliate there, and it's actually one of the iHeartMedia stations, formerly known as Clear Channel. So it's a big station, and we don't have a lot of those big corporate stations that carry us during the week. They're one of the few that carries our weekday show. So, David, thanks. Glad you're out there. And if you get a chance, drop a message to the program director there at WPHP and tell him thanks for airing Free Talk Live, all right?
You betcha, and really thank you guys.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You guys.
Happy to be here. Thanks, David. All right, so the number is 603-283-6160. Richard is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call first off. Now, on a TV commercial currently running for Quit Smoking, they have the daughter of a woman named Terry, who passed away several years ago at age 53, and a few months ago they had a quit smoking commercial that showed Terry before she passed away.
Oh, boy.
Now, about 1964, the United States Surgeon General had this notice put on cigarette packs.
Mm-hmm.
Caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health. In 1964, the legal age to buy cigarettes was 18 years old. Therefore, in my opinion, I do not feel sorry for anybody under age 75 who dies from cancer from smoking cigarettes. Maybe I'm cold-hearted, but I don't
definitely do not smoke.
I used to smoke. I started smoking when I was 10 years old, off and on, until I was 18 years old. And then I smoked from the time I was 18 until I was 35 years old, and I quit.
Good for you. So what you're saying is people that smoke, they know what they got coming to them. They know that there's going to be some lung troubles that are likely in their future, possibly even death, and you don't feel bad about that. That's what you're saying tonight?
That is what I'm saying. Thank you for putting it in better words than I can.
I don't necessarily disagree.
And you're a former smoker yourself, having just quit in the last 4 months, right?
Right. But everyone is going to die.
Sure. It might be a little more painful, though, if you're coughing up a black lung. It might not be the way you want to go.
I don't think there's really a pleasant way to die except dying in your sleep. I mean, for most people, it's probably not going to be very pleasant, right? Whether you die of lung cancer or skin cancer or breast cancer or prostate cancer or insert disease here, pneumonia, COVID-19, whatever, there aren't very many methods of dying that are like that. That's the way I want to go.
Thanks, Richard, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
So, I mean, I don't feel bad for the people who are going to die of emphysema or lung cancer or whatever, but that's because I know that, you know, they're going to die of something one way or the other.
Yeah.
And it's...
I think my grandfather died of emphysema.
But everyone's going to die. So it's like...
Yeah, but he was on an oxygen tank toward the end of his life. So, I mean, it's definitely some people have a worse out than others, right?
Certainly.
Like some ways of death are less pleasant than others. And I think Richard's pointing out that, hey, you could avoid this one if you wanted to. And,
you can, but it's
personally,
not easy.
I don't care, right? Like, you do what you want. It's your body. It's your life. I'm not going to judge you for it.
Yeah. You know, it's not easy. If it wasn't for Chantix, I would definitely still be smoking. The only reason that was successful with me was because I didn't have to actually deal with nicotine withdrawals like most former smokers do.
What is Chantix? It's a pill?
Chantix is a daily pill that you take. You take it leading up to quitting smoking, then you quit smoking. And honestly, you don't even realize that you're not smoking anymore. I mean, it's very strange in how it works. It's extraordinarily effective if you have the mental well-being to withstand it, because it does make people crazy, right? If you're already experiencing lucid dreams...
But if you're already crazy, then you're good to go, right?
If you already have anxiety... Well, if you have anxiety issues and depression, things like that, you probably should avoid Chantix.
But really?
But if you have, like, sleep issues, like where you get abducted by aliens or whatever, even if you know it's just, you know, sleep paralysis and night terrors or whatever, that's what Chantix is going to do to you.
It's going to give you night terrors and sleep paralysis?
Yeah, and most people... They can't mentally handle that. They experience it like, oh my god, you don't understand. I was actually abducted by demons. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, I understand. But this is what that is. You weren't actually abducted by demons, and the Chantix didn't summon demons or whatever. So I've had these discussions with people. It's crazy, right? But that is what Chantix does, and it does help people quit smoking, and it's extremely effective. But I don't blame anyone for trying to fight that fight. And losing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nicotine is one of the most addictive chemicals on earth, and cigarette companies, tobacco companies, for better or worse, and I'm not saying they should or shouldn't be allowed to do this, they are putting stuff in cigarettes to make them more addictive.
Yeah.
This is why a lot of people smoke the more natural ones like Winston's or
American
Spirit, or they roll their own using Native American tobacco. Those are better alternatives. A lot of people are switching to vaping as well because then they don't have to deal with the nicotine withdrawals. But there's no real medical history behind that. And I've even had a doctor tell me, no, don't quit smoking for vaping because we don't know what vaping is going to do to you. And when you think about it, that makes sense. What is sucking down propylene glycol and vegetable glycol going to do to your lungs over a period of 20 or 30 years?
I don't know. But the few times I've tried nicotine vapes, I've done it a handful of times. I'm not a fan of it. It doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't feel the same, and it doesn't really scratch the itch. You know, you're quitting smoking without quitting the nicotine, basically.
Cigarettes don't feel good either, but I don't do either of them at this point. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. you can join us here. You can bring up whatever happens beyond your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Americans reporting that over half of them in a recent Gallup poll are pretty concerned about maintaining their standard of living because inflation is real and it's affecting everyone. It's real.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Ian and Aria in the studio tonight, 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. ForkFest is coming up. It is 6 weeks away at this point?
Yeah, it's getting close, man. And I love this time of year because that's generally what happens. It's like one thing hits, and then it's just one thing after the next, one festival or one party or whatever, until, like, August.
Yeah, before you know it, summer's over.
Unfortunately, but I tend to have a lot of fun during the summer.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I hope I'll be able to join you. I still have to wait until the ankle monitor hopefully is removed. We haven't seen the motion been put in for that yet. The prosecution is expected to oppose it. So even though it's standard,
I hope you're there with us.
Yeah, even though it's like apparently it's like the federal probation standard. Like, after somebody's been on pre-release for a year on the confinement that I've been on, probation itself says, okay, well, he doesn't need to be on this thing anymore. But that's what happened. The probation officer that I have went to the prosecution and said that he wanted to take it off, and they said they were going to object, which means that my attorney now has to make the motion, so it has to go in front of a judge. So, you know, that's going to take some number of weeks. So hopefully it'll be off by Porkfest. If not, I'll be staying home again, unfortunately.
I mean, we'll see. Knowing how slow the federal court system is, I mean, if it gets in there within, like, the next week or two...
Then it might work.
If the motion gets filed,
yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know how quick they are to actually see a motion and schedule a hearing. I mean,
usually it's a couple weeks.
Sometimes it can be like the next day, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Just depends on
I
guess it probably depends on whether the defendant wants it or whether the government wants it.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to learn more about our situation, go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about that. Forkfest.party, though, is where you can go, because whether I'm able to go, you should totally go, because it's a great excuse to come up to New Hampshire, check out the Free State Project, check out the beautiful North White Mountains of New Hampshire, which is where the location of Rogers Campground is, and that's where Forkfest happens. It happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I did hear that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is finally officially sold out. They are no longer selling tickets on their website, so if you want to get Porkfest tickets, you will have to buy them secondhand at this point. And there are some, you know, there's always somebody who bought tickets and then they just can't go.
I've got an extra.
Yes, there's always situations like that. So,
but I'm not selling it because it's far more likely I'll find someone will be like, man, I wish I had a ticket to the Porcupine for someone I know.
Yeah, that could use it.
So I'm like, sure.
So that's going to be packed. The campground's going to be insane the week prior. But Forkfest is a lot slower. It's a little more laid back. Not as many people go. It's a newer event. It's only the sixth year of it. So go to forkfest.party if you want to just chill out for a week in the woods. And then it wraps up with an amazing fireworks show that weekend in celebration of Independence Day. So we'll look forward to seeing you. Free Talk Live will be there in some form or another. June 27th through July 3rd. Those are the dates for this year. That's June 27th through July 3rd. Go to forkfest.party. And all you need to do to attend Forkfest is just register your campsite, RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground. There are no tickets.
Bring a sweater, though, for people who have never been to New Hampshire or who are like, well, it's June, July, or whatever. Yeah, but
sweater and some long pants for the night times.
It's the mountains in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it gets cold there.
Yeah, it got down to like 30 degrees one year.
It might be 90 or the 80s during the day. Or it might be cool and rainy. You never know what you're going to get. It is a bit of a mix, but you can pretty much count on the nights are going to be cool.
Yeah,
that's usually a guarantee. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Brandon is calling us from Ohio. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
About Bitcoin.
Yes, sir.
I own a small business, and I'd like to accept Bitcoin. So let's say I download a wallet, and they got a wallet, and they just transfer it. Is that how that's done? Like, you just hold the wallet over top.
I would recommend using the AnyPay software, I believe. If you're just interested in accepting, like, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, you know, the major cryptocurrencies like that, then use AnyPay. It allows you to create an invoice, enter an amount, and it'll pop up as paid when they scan your QR code and send the payment. You can just open your wallet and create the invoice there. Like, if you go to Edge and hit the receive button, you can enter the amount, and that will modify the QR code, and you know, then they can just scan that. But AnyPay allows you to do that directly. And
is that what you're looking for? You're looking for a business solution?
Well, yeah, like you know, I've listened to you guys since, you know, 2020 or so, when the whole, you know, COVID thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I got told about you guys a while ago, and I should have started listening to you back when I was, you know, 10 years ago when I was told about you. But, you know, I'm just looking for a way to accept Bitcoin and promote Bitcoin, promote you guys, like, just an easy way to accept something. Hey, you don't have any cash? I don't want to take your credit card because I hate credit card fees.
Right. So, are you? Do you have a business Bitcoin. Where you have employees, or is it just you?
It's mainly me and one other guy.
Okay. Yeah, so the solution Aria is giving you is AnyPay, friends of the show, longtime supporters of AnyPay, really love that product. That's something you want to use for sure if you want the super fastest, you know, easiest point of sale, especially if you've got employees, because you don't want to give an employee access to your bank account, right? You want to give them only a way to receive money for you, and so that's what AnyPay does, is it's just a simple point of sale solution. And it's, I think they still have a free tier. I know they've changed their business model in the last year or so. Obviously, I'm not able to use their software under my bail conditions, but I've eyeballed the their product from afar, and I've noticed that they have like a 1% tier now, and I don't know if that's something that applies to everybody or what. So I can't say for sure what the deal is with AnyPay these days. But we love their product. They do some great work. And they're libertarians that have done things here, great things in New Hampshire. And Aria recommended to you the Edge wallet. That's a great wallet. It's a mobile phone wallet. There's also Exodus wallet, which is a cross-platform wallet. It can work on a laptop or a desktop computer in addition to a phone. So those are two of the best ones I've seen.
I got the Exodus right now.
Okay, that's a great wallet. So it sounds like you're already well on your way, and that should get you to the next step. Any other things we can help you with?
Not tonight, man.
Thanks for the call, Brandon.
Another time.
Appreciate it, dude. Check out, it's AnyPayX, I believe, .com is their current website, so check that out.
They changed it quite a bit.
They do change it up.
I liked AnyPay.global. That was the easiest one to remember.
Let's go to Rob. He is on the line in Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so just kind of want to change the subject a little bit
here. Sir.
There's a story that came out of New Hampshire on the 6th of May where former police officer sentenced to prison after pleading guilty in fatal crash.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Prison?
So, this was on WMER. It says a former Londonderry police officer was sentenced 10 to 20 years in New Hampshire State Prison.
Wow.
For driving drunk and causing the crash that killed a 21-year-old.
That's unusual that a cop would go to prison for so long. That's surprising.
It is, and
well, he was a drunk driver who murdered someone who was 21 years old. He should be held responsible for that.
I don't think that's murder, technically. That's, I believe, involuntary manslaughter, but I don't have the charge in front of me here.
See, I tend to think that, you should be allowed to drive while drunk, I believe. But if you hit someone and kill them, you should be charged with murder, I would think.
Yeah, that's what I agree with, because it's so different than pointing a loaded gun at someone.
It's manslaughter charges. Murder generally is something that is, I guess it's not always premeditated. That's first-degree murder. Second-degree murder is like in the moment. You didn't premeditate it, but you just decided to kill somebody.
Well, see, my definition of murder includes war and stuff, and theirs doesn't.
Well, right.
Well,
it's a legal term.
At least the officer spread out on it.
He did. Thanks, Rob.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health, and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell took a swing at President Joe Biden and Democrats on Tuesday, blaming both for the economic pressures facing Americans.
They took an economy that was ready to soar, turned it around, and drove it into the ground.
President Biden attempted to unveil a plan to battle inflation on Tuesday, but failed to offer specifics.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
U.S. inflation is at its highest point in 40 years. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles pummeled the vital port of Odessa. They say it's part of efforts to disrupt supply lines and weapons shipments. Ukraine's ability to stymie a larger, better-armed Russian military has surprised many who anticipated a much quicker conflict. The war is in its 11th week. This is USA Radio News. Missouri and Louisiana's attorneys general are pushing back against the Biden administration's so-called Ministry of Truth and Big Tech. Missouri AG Eric Schmidt spoke to Newsmax.
Yeah, this is really Missouri versus the Ministry of Truth. So we filed this lawsuit with Louisiana against the Biden administration, really two of the most corrupt players right now and two of the biggest institutions, big government and big tech, for colluding to suppress speech and violate the First Amendment. Ultimately, the government doesn't get to outsource its censorship to private parties.
A California district attorney declined to file charges against legendary boxer Mike Tyson after being caught on video allegedly punching a passenger on a flight. DA Steve Wagstaff said on Tuesday he's declared the case closed. In addition, Wagstaff added his office will not be filing charges against the passenger, Melvin Townsend, who declined to press charges against Tyson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The number 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. Ian and Aria in the studio here tonight. So, Aria, you have a story we're going to get into about Americans just having a time of their lives. Tens of millions of Americans, everything's just great.
Yeah, everything's great.
Not a concern for them. And I want to hear this because, you know, we've seen all the bad news. I want to hear a little bit of good news. So do you have it put out there? All right.
So this is an era of great political division and dramatic cultural upheaval. Much more quietly, it has been a time of great financial reward for a large number of Americans.
And this is coming from DNYUZ.com.
Yeah, I don't know who they are. It's something I've seen before.
I've read some of their stuff before, and I still don't know who the hell they are.
This has to be sarcastic, right? It has not been a time of great financial reward for a large number of Americans. That's factually untrue.
Well, they say the billionaires are making more money, you know, Jeff Bezos.
But that's not a large number of Americans.
No, it's definitely not.
For the 158 million who are employed, prospects haven't been this bright since men landed on the moon. As many as half of those workers have retirement accounts that were fattened by a prolonged bull market in stocks. When was this written? It was released today. I don't think they've seen the latest stock numbers.
Yeah, things have been going down recently. I think I saw today, speaking of Bezos, I saw some headline in the last 24 hours saying that all of Amazon's gains have been wiped out.
All of them, yes.
Since COVID, post-COVID gains.
I wanted to mention that when we were talking about Bitcoin, or inflation in general, but, mm-hmm. you know, it didn't come up. Yeah. Bitcoin still has some of its pandemic gains. Amazon does not.
That's right. And Netflix down 70-something percent.
Yeah, it's a bloodbath out there. This boom does not get celebrated. Oh. At the rate they have been increasing in value, that's owner-occupied homes in the United States, a lot of families are, in effect, a giant piggy bank. A lot of homes are effectively a giant piggy bank that families live inside. This boom does not
get
celebrated much.
That's a stupid analogy, by the way.
Most of them are still paying off these homes as well. The average person has not paid off their 35-year mortgage and won't for most of their life.
Yeah, and homes don't work like that. It doesn't work to where you just put money into the home and then you take it out later necessarily. Right, like a piggy bank suggests that it's some sort of reliable savings method, that if you put money in, you break the bank later and all that money's still there. But with a home, you have no idea what's going to happen economically in the next 30 years. Most people get a 30-year loan on a house, right? Certainly, you can count on inflation is likely going to continue. So if you get a mortgage that's fairly consistent in what you're paying back over the years, then you can expect that you're going to earn more due to inflation and just due to your general life circumstances and be more easily able to pay that loan off into the future. Right. That's generally how you expect things to go. And you hope that the value of the home is going to go up. And certainly we've seen that, especially in the last 2 years with this crazy housing crunch with people leaving places like California. And
But if you have an adjustable rate mortgage and, you know, the home becomes too valuable, you lose it. The bank is going to take it because they're like, hey, look, we want to sell your home and we want you to pay $2,000 a month now or whatever. I don't know how these things work, but I know that, you know, if the value goes up too much, the bank can't, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, they can't just increase the amount of your note effectively. Or you have something like the 2007 housing bubble, which bursts. For all we know, we're in another housing bubble.
Right, and that's the thing. That's where this is not a piggy bank, right? So you can expect that things are going to go up, but it doesn't always play out that way. And a lot of people believe that this is going to be another housing bubble and that that is going to go away at some point. And then all of a sudden, the double your money that people have done recently in the housing market could go down to half your money at that point. So
similar to Bitcoin.
Yeah.
The queasy stock market might be signaling that the boom is ending. A slowing economy, renewed inflation, high gas prices, and rising interest rates could all undermine the gains achieved over the years. But for the moment, the flood of wealth is quietly redefining retirement, helping fuel Silicon Valley.
This isn't a flood of wealth. And that's
no,
this is an
insane piece here.
Yeah, this is so ignorant because yeah, the prices of the housing market are up, and that to some extent does have to do with supply and demand, so I don't want to take that away from it. I'm not going to say it's all inflation, but you go back and you look at the prices of that house 30 years ago, if it was around, right, if it's not new construction, you look at that price of that house 30 years ago, it's going to be a fraction of what it is today. And so really a lot of this is keeping up with inflation ultimately.
This article would almost be brilliant if they were attempting to take the same facts that the media is always talking about and spinning them, giving people the same facts, but with a completely opposite spin on them. Like this statement here, more than 4.5 million workers voluntarily quit in March.
Yeah, I have that story from RT.
Yeah, however, that's not necessarily a good thing. That's unemployment.
Right.
And, you know, most of the places, news outlets, people say, oh, unemployment increased by this amount or whatever. It doesn't matter that they voluntarily quit. They're still technically unemployed, presumably. And it's just how they're spinning that.
Yeah, that's bad news. They're not quitting their jobs because they are independently wealthy.
Well, they may be, but I tend to think they're probably quitting their jobs to go work somewhere else. To just go have a different job that may be paying slightly better.
Maybe, yeah.
This widespread wealth throws light on why the number of workers who say they expect to be working past their early 60s has fallen below 50% for the first time.
Hmm.
They do link to that. So evidently there's a study or a poll or something like that. Look, it doesn't matter to me how delusional the average person is. If they're counting on, you know, some retirement plan or Social Security or their house to be their retirement plan, they're going to be working well into their 70s. Early 60s.
Well, especially as the quality of living goes down, as people's standards of living go down.
Also true.
Which inevitably happens when inflation is in play, and always is. It's just worse now than it's been in 40 years. That's going to eat away at people's living. And so they're going to have to keep working in order to keep up their lifestyle.
So they talk about these startups known as unicorns, more than 1,000 now, up from 200 in 2015. Yes, there are a lot of startups right now. And they probably won't be here in 5 years.
That's typical of most businesses.
Yeah, I tend to think there are probably fewer startups right now than there really were in like 2019 or that era. I think the era of startups and, you know, kickstarting new companies, that's sort of gone by now, hasn't it?
Well, we know that the Federal Reserve just raised their interest rates recently, and that's going to affect loan rates. So it's going to actually dissuade people from taking out loans a little more so than previously. It used to be there was no 0% or whatever basis points, I think they call it. It's less than a percent or whatever. But the Federal Reserve had zero just up until 2022, and now it's at like 0.75 or something like that. And so that's going to affect what rates banks issue loans at. And so people that were thinking about taking out a loan might think twice now.
This article is amazing. Our net worth has reached the millionaire level due to our investments, which was unfathomable when we were married 40 years ago, said Mr. Mackinson, 76, who is retired from the U.S. Forest Service. So they're pointing at millionaires here and saying, look, things are pretty good for the average American millionaire over here. But that's
Venezuela's full of millionaires.
I'm sure it is.
You take a million Boulevard to buy a loaf of bread.
They also point out that saying that there are 22 million U.S. millionaires. That seems high. But even if we go with that, with one in 10 or 1 in 20 being millionaires, I don't think it's that high, but whatever.
Mm-mm.
They go to Miss Mackinson, the wife of the person.
A million dollars does not buy today what $1 million in the 1990s would have bought you, or even in the aughts.
No, she says, I used coupons to buy things. One of my daughters would say, Mom, that's so embarrassing. But we believe in saving, and now she uses coupons too.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but it's not... They're painting out like Americans are, you know, living a high life on Easy Street here. These millionaires, and it's this 66-year-old grandma who's cutting out coupons with her almost 80-year-old husband who is retired from the U.S. government. So, of course, they're doing relatively
okay.
Well,
the government
okay.
Is paid real nice.
Yeah, they're government employees, and
he's getting a 90% pension every year.
That means 90% of his salary?
Yeah, 90% of his salary, he's getting that without working.
It's not a bad deal.
If you can get it.
If you can sell your soul.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. Is there more of the propaganda?
There is, but it's just more of that.
We'll get to it. Coming up here, it's Free Talk.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us in the remaining moments. They're happening now. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian and Aria here tonight, 603-283-6160. We're sharing a propaganda piece from a website called DNYUZ.com. We were just doing a little bit of research.
Because we've used them before here on the show, but this article is weird, man. That there's something that's off about it.
Well, what we learned is, number one, I went and I was trying to learn about the site from the site itself. And if you go and, you know, scroll all the way to the bottom of the site, there's on the main page, there's you know, links to about and advertise. And if you click on that, it just takes you right back to the front, you know, the top of the front page. It goes nowhere. And so I did a little searching. And I found a story that alleges that DNYUZ scrapes popular news sites like New York Times and others and takes the content from those sites and just reposts it without attribution. And so I checked it, and that's exactly what they appear to do. I just checked it with a different story. I didn't have yours in front of me, Aria, so I wasn't able to do a web search and see from where they got that content. But it appears that DNYUZ does not do their own reporting, nor do they give credit to who does the original reporting, but they do.
I don't really care about that. I don't believe in intellectual property anyway. Once you publish something, you are making it public, and you just
I agree with you in that technically I don't agree with intellectual property, but I do believe in giving attribution. If somebody makes a thing, I think they should get credit for it, but that's just my opinion. You know, you can do what you want, obviously, but... So I would like to know who we can blame for writing this particular story. What's the headline?
That's a good question. I just accidentally closed out of it. Now I'm trying to find it in my history, and you know how that is on a mobile browser.
Yeah. So what you were telling us about is a story about Americans just doing great. Everything's totally fine. They're rich. They're riding high on all this house money that, you know, the property values have been going up, and it's just a great time for these folks. While at the same time, there's another story here that I have from RT that Gallup has released a poll.
Yours sounds like what most people are actually dealing with on a day-to-day basis. Now, I don't know too many millionaires who are sitting there retired from their government jobs thinking, you know what, this is all pretty good, as they cut out their coupons or whatever before they go to church on Sundays. But presumably those people do exist, and they're probably doing relatively okay for now. However, the article, which, by the way, did in fact release today from what we can tell, seems to be running on late information. They're talking about, you know, stocks are up, everything's doing great. Have you looked at those numbers lately? Because the stocks aren't doing so great anymore. And it could very well be that these people whose investments made them a millionaires just a few weeks ago are now going, oh my God, we might lose our house. And for those not keeping score, the Bank Act absolutely will come and take their house. It did it before in the 2007 recession. And
right.
Considering how we're heading into a recession right now, I would not be at all surprised to find out that a year from now, the banks own even more of people's property.
Well, there's arguments over whether or not we're going into a recession. I'm sure that's a discussion that's going to continue. But
it just depends on how you define recession at this point, I suppose, because, I mean, if you are watching the economy at all, it's pretty obvious the economy's not doing good.
More than half of respondents on this Gallup poll that recently was released, this week, yesterday, in fact, more than half of respondents, 52% in the poll, expressed worries about maintaining their standard of living, a 7-point increase over the previous year. The sharpest rise was seen among those concerned about being able to pay their monthly bills, with 40% of Americans, an 8-point uptick since 2021, expressing worry over those responsibilities. So I talked earlier tonight that there are people who are just on the, you know, they're just barely making ends meet, and having that grocery price go up by 10 or 20% or whatever is, it may be enough to push somebody into the point where they're not being able to pay the power bill. And now 40% of Americans are saying they are worried about being in that exact situation.
I mean, it's rough out there. You know, a year ago, my heating oil costs would have been $600 for the same period that I just spent $1,000. And food costs would have been somewhat decreased or whatever. But now I'm looking at the grocery store, I'm like, you know, I should probably do some actual grocery shopping again, because this eating out thing is
it's getting kind
of expensive on top of the increase in the electricity bill.
Well,
and
I'll tell you what, going to the grocery store is more expensive now because, and that's what everybody's noticing. We like to play a little game, Bonnie and I, when we go to the checkout. It's like, all right, well, what's the cart going to cost, right? Like, what's the total amount going to be? She makes a prediction, I make a prediction. And I always have to raise, like, whenever I look at it and a number comes to mind, I always have to just increase that if I want to have a chance at winning the contest. And so looking at the cart, we're a couple, we don't buy a whole lot of food, so, and we're there every week, so we don't load up the cart, but not even covering the whole bottom of the cart is at least $70. And just with one layer of groceries. So so filling the whole bottom of the cart is probably going to be at least $100. To do that. And back in, you know, a decade ago, $100 would probably fill up half a cart.
Yeah, so, I would imagine so.
Yeah.
I mean, I recently, the breaker flipped and I had to throw out everything in the fridge, which required me to go to this was a few months ago, but it required me to go to the store and, you know, buy all of that basic stuff that you never think to buy, like, you know, the balsamic vinaigrette, salad dressing, that sort of thing that you don't buy very often. But good Lord, it got expensive.
It was
fast.
More than you thought it was going
to
be.
Oh yeah, that was a $300-$400 trip to the grocery store, and there wasn't a whole lot of actual food in it. It was just the stuff that you combine with food to make a meal.
Concern had grown by 5 points regarding rent and mortgage payments, credit card bills, and retirement savings. Worries occupying the minds of 35, 22, and 63% of poll respondents, respectively. So just to recap that, rent and mortgage payments would be 35% of Americans are concerned about that. Credit card bills, 22%. And retirement savings, 63% of Americans are concerned about their retirement savings. The only financial issues that have remained static were those related to medical bills and paying for their children's education. The poll was conducted in the first 3 weeks of April, and that showed Americans' personal estimation of their finances was similarly dismal and revealed their financial self-image is in a downward spiral amid steep concerns about inflation and the cost of energy. However, medical bills and savings remain the chief concerns for most families. Perhaps unsurprisingly, financial worries among the poor have increased more than the rich. Duh. Nearly 3 in 4 low-income adults, that is 73%, worry about maintaining their standard of living, which is an increase of 17 points from last year. So, up a lot. While only 36% of the wealthy share those concerns.
Well, I understand why people are worried about savings and, you know, hospital bills and, you know, medical things. You're guaranteed at some point you're going to have some medical bills, right?
That's a guarantee.
Yeah, that's just a fact of being a human being. And, you know, if you don't have money put back and with which to deal with those things.
And a ton of Americans don't.
They can be devastating. And people do lose their homes and things like that over medical expenses all the time in the United States. And I know people like this who have, you know, there was an unexpected, you know, cancer or whatever, some unexpected surgery that was needed. Next thing you know, these people have lived in their home for 25 years. This elderly couple, they have to move. They can't afford it anymore. The bank's taking their home or whatever. These things happen every single day, and now they're just happening to more and more people. And they know they're watching their bills get more expensive. They're watching their grocery carts get emptier. And they know that they're not able to put money back as things are. And they know on an instinctual level that
it's going to get worse.
Things are not going to improve. Yeah. That grocery shop is just going to get more empty. Their bills are just going to get more expensive. And their deficit, the amount that they're losing each week or each month or whatever, it's just going to keep getting bigger.
Yeah.
Until they lose everything. They know it's coming. So, of course, they're stressed. But there's nothing to be done about it except stop using the government's money. This is what governments do when they control the money supply.
Well, don't worry, Aria. The leakers are saying that the CPI numbers, the government official inflation numbers, are going to go down for the first time in months tomorrow. The announcement's going to come out. It's going to be only 8.1%. So the pressure's off. We can party again. It's all going to be okay, folks. Biden's got inflation under control.
That's not going to make those 73% of Americans who are already, you know, stressing and worrying about living paycheck to paycheck and not having savings, it's not going to make them feel any better.
But you better believe Biden and his spokespeople are going to be out on the podiums patting themselves on the back, talking about how, oh, we're tackling inflation, we're getting it done. They'll be thanking their buddies at the Federal Reserve and acting like we're going to be on easy street from here on out.
Yeah, they're going to be insufferable, aren't they? I didn't realize that. Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see. And again, that's just what they're saying. We'll get the official numbers tomorrow and talk to you about it then. In the meantime, you can join us between now and then online, and maybe we'll get into what happened in China, the latest on what's happening there with the insane lockdowns that have been going on, because that's something we've been following as close as people can follow it who aren't actually in the midst of it. So that might happen tomorrow too. But certainly, we'll talk to you then online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.